It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A lot of reaction to our Tyson-Jake Paul commentary. We'll circle back to that in just a little bit here. 617-779-7937. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart. It's WEEI Afternoons on this Friday, the 15th of November. Before we get to Behind the Glass, do we have anything else you want to say or you want to get to here, Andy, before you have to skedaddle?
Was I supposed to? I feel like
not necessarily. Not putting you on the spot. I just figured, you know, if there was anything else you wanted to get off your chest, anything on your mind you feel like we didn't get to today, go ahead.
No, it was a busy day. You know, I think we've sort of set the table with the, I do believe Monty is done.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe the Patriots are going to get smoked. I do believe Drake May's still awesome. And I do believe the Dartmouth Indians are going to be victorious with an upset of Mansfield.
Very good. All right. Well, without any further ado, then let's go Behind the Glass.
That's right. We are going to go behind the glass, gentlemen. And today, with it being Friday, I have dubbed it F Around and Find Out Friday.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
I like that.
Let's F around then.
Let's F around. And there is a reason why I am playing this particular instrumental. Arcan, do you know what this instrumental is? Eminem?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Criminal.
Because I'm a criminal.
That's right.
Yeah,
criminal.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that.
Uh-huh.
Let's meet Stephanie Pratt.
A lot of
Pratt.
Eminem rejoins today.
Yeah, there were. I requested
yeah. one of them.
Yeah. Let's meet Stephanie Pratt. Stephanie
okay.
Pratt is a woman who lives in New Hampshire. And today, she was sentenced to 2 years in prison after she stole $500,000 to buy tickets to go see Tom Brady come back to Gillette Stadium as a Bucks player.
Okay, now I know those tickets were expensive. They were not $500,000. Even if you were sitting next to Robert Kraft, they weren't $500,000.
We really have priced out the average fan.
Seems like it, right? This is why you saw the red wave. These $500,000 tickets
Damn right.
to football games.
Biden, nice job.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
Yeah.
Now, among other things, so she spent $6,000 on tickets to watch Tom Brady's return to Gillette Stadium. More than $50,000 worth of items from Amazon.
Okay.
In total, she stole $492,000.
Where did she work?
She was an office administrator for a company based in Hinsdale, New Hampshire. She had access to the company's finances, including its bank accounts and credit cards. Now, this story, the more that you read this story, the more crazier it gets, okay? Because Stephanie had just been released from jail for, you guessed it, stealing from her previous job.
She learned her lesson, huh?
Yes, that's right. She cashed unauthorized checks to herself, and then she would enter them as legitimate payments.
This place in New Hampshire didn't do much of a background check, it
nope.
doesn't sound
no,
like, right?
Check
yeah.
any references,
not.
Call yeah. anybody.
So when she was confronted about the stealing from the company, she claimed that the owner had her cash the checks to funnel money to the owner's son Big problem, though, the owner's son had been dead for many years.
Ah, so she's dumb, too.
Not looking great for
he's
for
a zombie or she is a necromancer.
And like I said, this story just got crazier the more I looked into it.
She is a necromancer.
After she was caught stealing, after she gets in trouble, she demanded that the company still owed her a Christmas bonus. and demanded that she get that Christmas bonus. But yeah, so this woman is going to jail for 2 years because she wanted to see Tom Brady come back to Gillette Stadium and take on the Patriots as a Buck.
Okay. I mean, that's
to appreciate her passion for the Patriots and Tom Brady.
Well, if she wanted to just do that, she could have stolen $1,000 from the company and gotten tickets and everything.
She
spent $6,000
on the game? On the tickets.
Yeah, but how do you know the Amazon? Maybe the Amazon stuff was like seat warmers, hot hands,
Patriots,
parka,
Patriots
like,
swag.
Stuff to wear to the game.
$500,000 in seat warmers. That would be a record, I would say. Did she go by herself? Was this all? Did she have like friends go? Like, what was the nature of the visit? Do we know that?
Just as two tickets.
Two tickets.
Wow. So those two tickets were about $3,000 each. Mm. So they must have been good seats.
It was a hot ticket. It was a hot ticket.
Oh, it definitely was. I'd imagine, you know, just the get-in price was probably $250, $350, something like that, right?
Oh, at least. Probably more than that.
Maybe more than that. It was a good one. Yeah, that was definitely one of the, in terms of Patriots games in the last few years, that was probably the hottest ticket they've had. How did she steal from the current company? What did she actually do again?
So she would basically write checks to herself.
This is with the new company, not the old one.
Yes, new company.
Okay, got it. All right.
She would write checks to herself, cash them, and then make it look like those payments went to legitimate sources, right?
Or to the son. She said she was giving money to the dead son.
Yeah, that's what she tried to say after. But so she would write herself a check for, like, say, $10,000 and then put in the company's financials, like, oh, we spent $10,000 on office supplies.
Right.
Or whatever it was. Yeah. She also bought a hot tub, many plane tickets, and this is crazy, miscellaneous herbs and spices.
What?
Herbs?
Herbs and spices.
Herbs. Bought a lot of herb, I bet. Yeah.
Must be a chef.
I'll tell you what. This lady sounds like a good time, you know? Like, she sounds like someone who knows how to live her life. Now, the thing with scamming and doing stuff like this is that you got to, however long it is until you get caught, and you got to really enjoy it to the mat. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to do this, if you're going to risk your freedom to do something like this, and I'm not recommending any of our listeners do it, but if you do that, then you got to really live it up. You know, like Anna Delvey and the Tinder swindler and all these modern day scammers who just basically blow through other people's money and never pay them back and all that. While you're doing that, you've got to really, you've got to do everything. You got to go travel
Tahiti,
the world.
Bora,
you
got
coke and hookers, like it's just all day long. I mean, that's what it's got to be.
You could be like that kid Martin Shkreli. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, no,
but
I remember
him. He was scamming a bunch of people.
Pharma
then,
Bro?
Yes, and he bought the Wu-Tang album. Yeah, right. There was only one ever made for like millions of dollars.
They took it from him, right?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, usually you end up getting caught in these things. Although it does seem like there's a lot of these businesses that have these office managers or somebody who has access to something. And I've never run a business. I don't know anything about running a business, but $500,000 is a decent amount of money, right? To just see that
from some company in New Hampshire. Like, it didn't sound like this was some big corporation, right?
Yeah. Right. That's what I mean. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you're like Tesla or you're like Microsoft, I know I could see how that could go missing. But if you're just a company randomly in New Hampshire that does who knows what, I pave driveways. Seems like $500,000 would be a lot of driveways you pave that would suddenly just not be in the company accounts.
Yeah. And obviously if you do something like this and you are about to get caught, what did we learn from Office Space? You got to set the building on fire.
Yeah.
Classic rookie mistake. You can't just steal all the money and then not burn the building down. Like, that's the only thing. That's the only reason Peter and all those guys didn't go to jail is because, what's his face? Steven Root. What was his name in the movie? Milton? Milton with the stapler? Is because he set the building on fire because the lumber kept putting him further and further down into the basement there. So, yeah, rookie mistake there. You're going to steal all that money. You got to burn the building.
You want to hear another rookie mistake?
Yes.
She also claimed that her misuse of the company credit card was, quote, due to her clicking the wrong button at the checkout at Amazon.
This lady's hilarious.
Even though it happened over 1,000 times.
Do you want the company to pay?
Yes. This lady is hilarious.
Yes.
I want to write her a letter in jail and just be like, thank you for doing what you
I
did.
Bet
who, that's pretty funny.
I bet whoever she brought to that game, right, had the best. Because, you know, there was no expense spared.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're ordering the chicken fingers. Mm-hmm. You're ordering just
the high-end drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You I'm going to Red Wing Diner. I got a pile of clams in front of him, like Tony Montana with all the clams in front of me.
You were in the Putnam
Club. Shoveling them in, yeah.
She was in the Putnam Club living it up.
Definitely.
She probably was.
Oh, yeah.
Good for her. I mean, she's paying the price. And
what did she get sentenced to?
30 months.
That's
30
it?
30 months in prison. Yeah, $500,000, 30 months.
Damn.
Is it worth it?
I mean,
30 months is a
kinda,
long time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She got she went to that game.
Like, well, let's divide 30 months by $500,000.
She got to spend $500,000 for however long until they got wise to the thing?
She's going to jail for 30 months.
That's not that long. I thought it was going to be like 10 years.
Oh, I would never make it. I'd be a crying puddle of laying under the cot just in a fetal position. In prison for 30 months?
So basically, if you do the math,
women's prison.
It's like $17,000 a month.
$17,000 a month.
Yeah, so for every month in prison, it's like $17,000 worth that she stole. I mean, would you do a month in prison for $17,000?
No.
I'd do it for $500,000, but I wouldn't do it for
like, what kind of prison? And that's the other thing. I don't... You see all these horror stories...
Federal pound me in
the... Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking...
We're not talking Sing Sing here.
I mean, if I'm just playing basketball like Aaron Hernandez and doing some crunches and, you know, complaining that the TV's not working...
Not all he was doing.
Okay, relax.
I meant he was also doing drugs. I don't know what you meant.
Oh, I don't know what you meant either.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? No, like, I'm not going to prison. Screw that.
Yeah.
No. $17,000 is not that much money.
Yeah, you know, if I didn't have a family now, if this was like back in my 20s, I'd probably be like, yeah, hell yeah. I can do 30 months. Or 30 months.
Any prison? If you had no idea.
I probably wouldn't have a great time while I was there. But I'm talking about like my decision-making process, what that would be like. $500,000, but you might go to prison. I'd be like, $500,000.
Oh, okay. The decision-making process, because you didn't really think it through,
right.
Like month by month and Bubba, your roommate, and all that.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Stephanie Pratt effed around and found out. She did get to see Tom Brady make his glorious return back to Gillette. However, mm-hmm. She did not get her Christmas bonus.
Ah, it's too bad. It's too bad she's not
That's
getting the
best
bonus.
Part of that.
They should put the bonus like
bonus.
In her prison commissary. Like she can trade it for like a carton of cigarettes or something.
Some ramen.
Yeah, some ramen noodles, some new socks, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, Godspeed to you. What's her name again, Stephanie?
Stephanie Pratt.
Godspeed, Stephanie. You flew a little too close to the sun there.
Yep.
All right, 617-779-7937. Andy Hart, beat it. You got a football game to go watch. Good luck to your Dartmouth Indians, is that right?
Dartmouth Indians heading to Mansfield.
All
Let's
right.
go. Upset.
Go ahead, Dartmouth, and good luck to them. You got me until 6 o'clock here. And here.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Stiz with What's Trending. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin here with you, taking you up until 6 o'clock. What do we have coming up next? Terp, right?
We have Mego and Terp.
Mego and Terp, 6 to 10.
No, Mego, Scott, and Terp.
Mego, Terp, the Dream Team.
Dream Team.
How about that? I can't wait to hear what Scott has to say about that game last night. Andy and I had it out about that. I mean, that was an ugly one. Terp, I'm sure, is looking forward to this game tomorrow and, of course, the Cleveland game on Tuesday. And Mego, always great to hear Mego. So, yeah, keep it right here on WEEI all day and all night. And also don't forget about WEEI Football Sunday starting at 10 o'clock with myself, Mego Scheim, Andy Hart, part of that one as well, along with Tommy Kern, Wiggy's Keys, Fitzy from the Tailgate, and more. We've been talking a lot about the Tyson fight. We have some calls on the line for that as well. A couple of text messages that I would like to address. One of them saying, Arcan, the Red Wing Diner has closed its doors. I know that. And actually, I drove by it last week. The new place put the sign up. They're doing construction in there, and I don't know exactly when it's going to be ready. But I think it's a barbecue place, and the sign's out. So there's a new sign at the Red Wing Diner. I don't know if they're going to keep that old bar room. I love that bar room. They're probably going to gut the whole place, but I guess we'll see. Anyway, yeah, very sad. I love the Red Wing Diner. What else? Let's see. Texter in the 774, I guess no one in New Hampshire can have a lucrative business, a-holes.
Yeah, they were mad at you about that.
I did not say you couldn't have a lucrative business. I just said...
But it's clear Google isn't headquartered in New Hampshire.
If $500,000 is missing from a lucrative business... You're still going to notice it. It's not, you know, I mean, it's not ING. We're not talking about Fannie Mae here or something. Come on. That's a considerable amount of money that someone would notice is missing. That's all I was trying to say. Not that the business isn't lucrative, just that it's not some major corporation. That's all I was saying. Relax, everybody. God. What's everybody so so sensitive about? 781, Arcand, you're an ageist. Guilty, all right? The man's 60 years old. Yeah, I'm an ageist. I'm sorry. I don't think the 60-year-old's going to beat the 27-year-old unless the thing's completely fixed, which I think it might actually be completely fixed. I think this is going to be like the Logan Paul-Floyd Mayweather fight, which I also paid for, which I swear to God, you waste so much money on these two blonde idiots. But, I mean, that's sort of what I think it's going to be. They're going to come out. They're going to hit each other. It's going to be a nice little show for the fans. No one's getting knocked out. And then at the end, whoever is going to swing the betting more the way or the other, whoever they agreed to ahead of time to take the dive is going to have their hands raised, and that's going to be that. 617-779-7937. Anthony is in Chicopee. He has a thought on this. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, just quick prediction and then I'll hang up.
Sure.
Paul, 14-ounce glove. It's going to be boring sparring session. He's going to win a decision. And you had mentioned some fighters from the 90s. Holmes and Michael Spinks are actually in great shape.
Are they?
I've met them several times.
Okay.
I go to a lot of Boxing Hall of Fame and autograph shows. And just some useless knowledge for you. Saquon Barkley's great uncle is Iran Barkley, who beat Tommy Hearns twice.
Really?
So I'll hang up and listen.
I didn't know
definitely.
Anthony. Thank you for that. That is a nice little piece of trivia right there. I did not know that. I never even heard of that guy before. I'm not a big boxing aficionado or anything, but I did grow up in the last real fun era of the heavyweights, you know, with Tyson and Holyfield and those guys, before it sort of... I don't even know where it's at right now. I mean, after those Fury Wilder fights, like the heavyweight division has been struggling for a while. It's not just a new thing here. And, you know, I remember Roy Jones and Shane Mosley and, you know, guys like that. There was some real fun personalities and guys that you wanted to root for back then. But, you know, it's obviously fallen off a lot in later years. So this one, there's a reason why YouTube stars have taken over the sport. There's a reason why Logan and Jake Paul are suddenly the two most popular boxers, and neither one of them ever actually fight boxers. Like, Jake Paul fights basketball players, he fights retired MMA fighters, and he fights 60-year-old former boxing icons in these matches. That's what I mean. Like, you're not watching him climb the ranks of the WBA or anything. You're just watching him fight these weird, random, unsanctioned kind of thing. Like, that's what it's about here. And that's why I sort of feel like it's a waste of time. But I'm still going to watch it. Of course I'm still going to watch it. These guys are good at getting people to watch them. I'll give them that. 617-779-7937. Ray's in Cranston. Go ahead, Ray.
Hey, guys. I'm agreeing with you. I'm 53 years old. Mm-hmm. I was a freshman at Northeastern on Westland Avenue watching that fight when he got beat up by Buster Douglas.
Yep.
So I'm not really a boxing guy, except the heavyweight fights. Back in the day, you had HBO or Showtime. It was not pay-per-view. I've got Netflix, so it cost me nothing, but I'm excited to watch this fight. I'm rooting for Tyson just because I guess my age and watching him when I was in high school and college. I hope he beats the crap out of him, but I'm hooked. I hope it's not fixed, but whatever vein they tried to get into the IV of everybody of my age, I'm there and I'm going to watch.
Yep. Yeah, Ray, listen, I think a lot of people are sort of like you.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
What more could we ask for on a Friday night? Have a couple buddies over. It's, you know, it's free on Netflix. Have a couple drinks. Have some fun.
Watch an old guy get beat up by a young
Maybe,
guy. Yeah. Let's all celebrate that. Matt is in Haverhill. Hi, Matt.
How's it going? Okay, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
So, as I said before I called in, I'm a wrestling guy,
okay.
And this is more scripted than a wrestling card. If anyone thinks Tyson actually is going to win, they need to get a drug tested, plain and simple.
Because it's going to be fixed against him, or because he can't actually beat Jake Paul? Is that what you're trying to say, Matt?
No, if this was a legit fight, Tyson would destroy him.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Tyson's going to be in it for the money, and Jake Paul is obviously in it for the money as well.
Right.
And Jake Paul's the moneymaker, and it's going to tarnish him if he does, and I don't see that happening.
That's sort of what I think, you know? The whole business model around this thing, and I know he lost to the Fury brother, but like the whole business model here is these guys keep winning, and you want to see someone beat them, and then if someone beats them, then you don't really care about their next fight that much, right? Like, isn't that sort of the point? Like, all right, and the Tommy Fury one wasn't all that well publicized. Not as much as, you know, the Nate Robinson fight or Nate Diaz or who was the other retired MMA fighter that he fought?
Ben Askren.
Askren, okay, yeah. I don't remember that one, but there's been a bunch of them, and he wins them, and, you know, it's fine. He looks like he's juiced out of his mind, by the way. I don't know if that's part of this. Like, are you allowed to... If it's in certain states, you can do steroids. They don't test for it or whatever. I don't know. But he looks like he's juiced out of his gourd. So we'll see if that ends up making a difference or not. Either way, I'm watching. I'm going to be watching. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you people and act like I'm above this. Of course I'm going to watch this trash. I'm going to be watching this thing the whole way. I'm going to watch every second of it. I'll probably watch the undercard, too. Some real boxing. And then, you know, you get to the big clown show at the end. But, yeah, I'm in. Of course I'm in. All right, without any further ado, it is time to take a good long look at the Patriots' upcoming opponent, the L.A. Rams, in this week's edition of the Scouting Report. So Andy's not here to react to all of this. I'm going to have to lean on Eustace and Jacob as well if you'd like to jump in here as we look at what the Rams did last week. That's where we always start with these things. And last week, the Rams lost to the Dolphins, and they didn't just lose to them. They lost 23-15. This was on Monday Night Football, so it wasn't even necessarily last week. It was just a couple of days ago. They produced 327 yards from scrimmage and did not score a touchdown. That was the eighth time in his eight seasons that a Sean McVay team did not score a touchdown in a game. Miami converted 6 third downs, so the defense wasn't great for L.A. either, but it was certainly better. Puka Nacua, 9 catches for 98 yards. Cooper Kupp, 7 catches for 80 yards. Still, no touchdowns. All 15 of those points came via field goal. They have a rookie kicker, and he looked pretty good in that game. But the offense, unable to crack the plane. That snapped a 3-game win streak for the Rams, who are right now coming into this game 17th in the NFL in yards per game on offense. The Patriots, 32nd. Do you know they were 32nd in yards per game? I didn't know that. But they are. Anyway, points per game, the Rams are averaging about 20.6 points per game. That puts them at 20th in the NFL. The Patriots at 16 points per game are 31st. I believe they're only ahead of the Giants on defense. Little more even here. The Rams, 22nd in yards allowed per game at 347. The Patriots are 19th at 339. And points per game allowed, the Rams 22nd at 24 points per game, while the Patriots are 13th in the NFL, allowing just 22 points per game, holding the Bears to 3, I think certainly helped that. The Rams' offseason was not super exciting. They signed a couple of guys on the offensive line. Jonah Jackson, the left guard, who's now their starting center. Colby Parkinson, a backup tight end. They did sign Jimmy Garoppolo, who is their backup quarterback. Tre'Davious White, who I believe they cut. They also lost Jordan Fuller. They lost defensive tackle Jonah Williams. And Aaron Donald, one of the great defensive players maybe in the history of the league, ended up retiring. However, they did replace him. Not replace him, but they did try and replace him in the draft, drafting Jared Verse, 19th, the edge rusher, and Brandon Fisk, second-round defensive tackle. Both of those guys out of Florida State have been awesome so far. I mean, you can make an argument here that by going to defense to start, that was a very Belichickian way to go about this draft. You can make the argument that they're the best first and second round combo that any team has made so far. I mean, Jared Verse is in the conversation. He's not going to get it, but he's in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. He will probably be Defensive Rookie of the Year. And Braden Fisk is in that conversation as well. So you have two guys that you drafted. One of them's probably going to get it, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and they're both on your team. As far as, yes, go ahead.
I watched Jared Verse, and he was one of the guys that I really had my eyes on when BC played against FSU last season at Chestnut Hill, and he was dynamic out there. The one thing that stood out to me was just how big he was when I got down to the field. He really did look like an NFLer, and it's translated really well into the league.
Yes, and Florida State, after losing those guys, have become the worst team ever. So, you know, they were definitely leaning on those guys a lot last year in their undefeated season. Players to watch on the Rams: Puka Nacua, fifth-round pick. Guy that Stafford loves to go to, just a target machine. They're always looking for Puka. He's very good in the intermediates. Cooper Kupp, more of a sideline, outside receiver. Great at getting open, great at going up and getting the ball. I'm interested in seeing what the Patriots are going to do about those two guys. Also, DeMarcus Robinson I kind of like. He's their third receiver there, but another guy who can make plays. I'm interested in seeing how this Patriots secondary goes about attacking them. I wonder what Gonzalez is going to do. I don't know if he's going to shadow one of those two guys or just take over one side of the field. Either way, it's going to be an interesting matchup there. Matthew Stafford is a quarterback who can deliver the ball, and Kyron Williams is a pretty strong running back there. They have a good offense all around. Really, they do. I think that that is a very well-rounded offense with a lot of players on it that you can look at and say, yeah, I'd love to have this guy here on the Patriots. Andy Hart, I know the part of the Andy Hart plan was getting Cooper Kupp in here if they can't get T. Higgins, making a trade. Not sure that's going to happen, but Kupp is a guy who does get injured a lot, and that has limited some of his production. There was a time where he looked like he was on pace to be something something special, you know, statistically. And there's a lot of guys like that. I remember Brandon Cooks in his first couple years in the league put up major numbers, and he was in the conversation with the Antonio Browns and sort of the Odell Beckhams of the world. Two guys who kind of fell off themselves, and Cooks is still chugging along, so go figure. But, yeah, that's the type of thing that you can see there. And I just think that the Rams' offense is a solid one, especially when they're all healthy, which they are right now. Former Patriots or Rams playing on each other's rosters. There is one each on the Rams. Jimmy Garoppolo, your backup quarterback. On the Patriots, Zachary Thomas, that sort of floating offensive lineman. I think he slotted in a guard a couple of games. Former Ram, so not really all that much there. And then, of course, we have what everybody's here for, and that is the all-time Patriots-Rams team. Let me just tell you, this is a pretty, pretty good offense. Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback, so, you know, whatever you think of Jimmy G, he has taken teams to Super Bowls before. His backup, Hugh Millen, who I made fun of once and then got a lot of text messages saying, hey, lay off Hugh Millen. And I said, all right, fine.
That's random.
It was. It was because it was the Cam Newton year. And I kept saying, this is the worst QB play I've seen since Hugh Millen. Everyone's like, hey, give Hugh Millen a break. So I'll give Hugh Millen a break. I remember him when I was a kid. He wasn't very good, but he seems like a lot of people think he was a nice guy. So there you go. There's your quarterbacks, Jimmy G and Millen. Running backs, ready for this? Steven Jackson, who at one point was a top running back in the league. Sony Michel, who, whatever you think about him, helped the Patriots win a Super Bowl. Leonard Russell, who's, man, fine. And Mosey Dutupu, Mosey's Mooses. At tight end, you have Cam Cleland. You have Marv Cook. You have Michael Omanawanui. And then you have your wide receivers. You ready for this? You ready for this wide receiver room who Jimmy G is going to be throwing to? Tryon Forsythe, Danny Amendola, Brandon Lloyd, Wes Welker, Kenny Britt, and Brandon Cooks.
Squad.
That's a squad right there. That's a murder squad at wide receiver right there. I wouldn't want to have to game plan against them. Amendola, Welker, Lloyd, Cooks, and Britt. Britt wasn't very good or anything, but he had a couple of years where you thought he might be something. The rest of those guys, every single one of them was a Pro Bowler at least, right? Was Amendola a Pro Bowler? I think he was. And some pretty good returners in there too. That's pretty good. I like that. I like that that wide receiver group a lot. Offensive line, not quite as impressive. You got Brandon Gorin. You got Heath Irwin. You got Dave Wallabaugh, who played in the 90s, who I vaguely remember. Thomas Welch and Zach Thomas, who I mentioned to you earlier. And then on defense, Ray Agnew, who I remember from my youth. I was a big fan of Ray Agnew, a defensive tackle in the middle there. Akeem Ayers, who ended up being a decent edge rusher at linebacker for the Patriots. I don't really remember him much on the Rams, but I do remember he had a decent year or two here. There's also Todd Collins, who you may remember from the early 90s when he was in New England, and then he was in L.A., or I guess it was St. Louis then, in the late 90s. Who else do we got? Cody Davis. We have Dominique Easley, who for a while was maybe Belichick's worst draft pick. Dominique Easley, first-round pick, total flameout. They ended up picking him with, like, the 32nd overall pick. Both of his knees were busted up, and he ended up going to the Rams. I don't know if they traded him or if they just cut him or what it was. But, yeah, he was considered for a while one of the worst misses that Belichick ever had. Who else? Bradley Fletcher. We got Tim Fox. We got Gary Jeter, who I don't really remember, but he's on the list, and Mark LaVoie. But really, I mean, this team is about that offense. It's about that passing game, and that's where this this all-time Patriots-Rams team really shines. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to Pete in the car here before the break. He thinks the Rams are going to smoke the Patriots, don't you, Pete?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do. I think you kind of skipped a few other defensive players of note that are young, which is, I think it's Brian Young and Kobe Turner. I actually had the chance to watch them in L.A. against the Packers, and if they're a good team. And they might have a little bit of weakness on offense, but I just think they're a terrible matchup for the Patriots, and this is going to be one of those weeks where that offensive line is really going to look bad.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
You could be right about that, Pete. Thanks for the call. The thing you can do against the Rams, you can throw on them. They don't have a great secondary. I wouldn't say that any of their corners really scare me all that much. Darius Williams, Quentin Lake, Kobe Durant. Their safety play has been fine. They drafted a kid this year in the third round who's starting for him, Cam Curl, who they got from Washington's over there on the other side. And I don't know. I mean, I think that, yeah, they got some guys up front, and it's going to be tough to run on them. But I think you can throw on this team. And if they can give May some time in the pocket, I think that that's something he can do, and he can also run a little bit. Tua can't run. That's one thing I saw. Tua, when that pocket broke down, he wasn't really running away from it. Drake May can run away from it. And once you get into that secondary, I think you can do some things there, whether it's running past them, making some contact, or throwing on them. I just think that they're not a very scary secondary, and that's where they can make their inroads. But, you know, it takes two to tango, and it can't just be Drake May. Those receivers got to get open. They got to catch the ball. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Stephen Fall River here before we get to odds and ends. Hello, Steve.
It took my breath away. Ray Agnew. I think this guy was like a top 10 pick.
I loved Ray Agnew.
Somebody else. Chris Singleton. You do?
Did I love Ray Agnew? Yeah, when I was a kid. I was like five years old when he played.
That's why you love him.
Exactly.
Chris Singleton and Ray Agnew, the 8th and 10th pick in the draft, and you want to know why they were so bad in that time period. They lit 8 and 10 pick draft picks on the 8th and 10th picks in the draft. You were talking quickly about this gentleman, the coach. He's going to try to change the atmosphere of the team. And
Gerard Mayo, yes.
Not making play calls, and maybe that's what teams are looking for. Conversely, we had the crafts going out asking questions about, are they bringing the quarterback along the right way? Maybe the reason they're doing that is they're getting competing answers from their triumvirate. Maybe they've got two camps over there that we heard about. Didn't we hear earlier in the year there were two camps? Gerard Mayo wanted to play them, and the other guy didn't want to
play. Van Pelton Wolf didn't necessarily. There was rumblings about that.
Maybe they want to get somebody to weigh in on that because they're hearing two very well-argued points. That's the first thing I thought of when they did it. Then you brought up the 8th-round pick in Troy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to bring you to.
You guys were talking about Troy Brown was picked in the 8th round.
Yeah, that was Jones and Keefe who were talking about that, but that's okay.
Oh, I apologize.
No problem.
I thought it was see how long I'm a ferocious listener.
I know, okay. Old timer. It's okay. We all have our senior moments.
Do we have any? Is it Frivolity Friday? Or is it one last serious thing?
Fine.
There's trends now. This may be a trend where the coach is going to be a trendsetter. Well, there's a trend of going for a tackle in the first round, Mr. Arkin, because 12 tackles that I found. more than half of them were this decade. This is a new thing. This is not tried and true. The only team that picked two of them that I could tell was Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Replaced one with another one.
Okay, thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate it, and I know what you're getting at, and I do agree. It's a new day. Quarterbacks are going in the first three picks like every year now. Wide receivers are going way more in the first round than they were before. Offense is becoming more and more of a coveted position here, and you need to protect the quarterback, you need to get a quarterback, and you need to have someone to throw to. That's why you're seeing these drafts sort of go in that direction lately. Wide receivers going in the top five. I mean, this is becoming a pretty consistent thing. Tons of QBs, tons of wide receivers. They're going in the first round, tackles too. This is the way it is. It's the way it is, the way it's going to be for a while. I think. 617-779-7937. We'll wrap things up next with Odds and Ends. Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. Couple of additions to the all-time Rams Patriots team. Chris Long. I forgot that one. Roman Pfeiffer's another one. I can't believe I missed him. And Henry Ellard, wide receiver. In the 80s, played for the Rams, was all pro a couple years, did have a season with the Patriots in the 90s, kind of past his prime at that point, but a guy who was part of that wide receiver room as well and who had a very nice decade in the 80s there for sure. But that's not what I want to talk about here in this segment. I want to talk about a story I saw in the New York Post about a fella who had a real bad flight. Did you see this one, Steve?
No, go on, please.
A Philadelphia Flyer, not from the hockey team, but a guy who was from Philadelphia, who was flying on a Frontier Airlines, was left with third-degree burns and disfiguring scars on his penis and testicles after spilling hot tea on his lap on a flight.
Ooh, irrational fear.
Sean Miller was flying home from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, when he spilled the scalding drink, which was filled to the brim, causing highly unsightly and embarrassing discoloration on his area. And significantly decreased sensation, which, another irrational fear, according to the federal suit. As soon as the plane landed, an ambulance met Miller, who's 56 years old, on the ground. He was rushed to Jefferson Medical Hospital's burn center and treated for severe third-degree burns. Due to the tightly situated plane seat configuration, Mr. Miller was unable to get up from his seat after the spill and instead was trapped in agonizing pain while his body was burnt. This according to his attorney. Miller also suffered a herniated disc while writhing in agony in the constrained setting, according to the lawsuit filed in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on Sunday.
Sounds a little ambulance chasey.
I have two questions here. Two big questions. Number one, what was the pants situation?
Yeah, because I was so funny. I was just thinking that, right? Like sweatpants, jeans, or maybe like business, like your, you know,
right.
How
slacks.
Thin, like slacks. Yeah. Exactly.
Corduroys. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could have gone here. And listen, you know, scalding hot. First of all, you're coming. Let's assume he was wearing like shorts, right? You're coming from Myrtle Beach, which is generally pretty nice weather. When did this happen? In September? So it was still warm weather. You're down there in Myrtle Beach. You're getting scalding hot tea, which I didn't even know they could give you that on a flight.
I was on a plane a few weeks ago.
Filled to the brim.
Yeah, I was on a plane a few weeks ago, Arcan, and someone got, this guy right next to me, got a hot cup of coffee. They give it to you in like those styrofoam little cups, and you know the tray that comes down from the... And he just left it there and then kind of just went about his business. And I was thinking like... What are you doing? Like, one small bump, and that thing's going over.
Yeah.
Luckily, it didn't, but I was like, these people are crazy.
Yeah. Now, here's the part of it that I don't really buy. Like, the pant thing, whatever. Well, I don't know what kind of pants he was wearing. The one thing I don't buy, he's 56. It's not like he was, like, 85 years old. He's 56, and he couldn't get up out of his seat.
And herniated his disc.
He was sitting in the
around.
Seat, writhing in agony, but he couldn't get up and be like, hey, guys, I just spilled scalding hot water on my penis, and I got to go to the bathroom and cool off or something or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that part of it I don't quite get. Like, it's not a long flight from Myrtle Beach to Philadelphia, but even so, even if the seatbelt light is on, that's a special circumstance. You can say, hey, guys, emergency, I'm the injured guy here. They have to attend to you, right? They have to help you.
Yeah, they wouldn't just say sit there.
They wouldn't say, no, sir, you got to sit there with the boiling water on your junk. Like, that's, I don't buy that. Even Frontier Airlines, which I've flown before, they go to Colorado a lot, and they're not necessarily Spirit Airlines, but they're also not, you know, necessarily with you. I don't know. That's just their reputation. I haven't flown a Frontier flight in quite some time. But I'm pretty sure they don't make you sit there writhing in agony.
Yeah, sounds...
Boiling hot water all over your nuts, you know? Like
sounds
that just,
a little ambulance chasey.
That part of it, I'm not sure. But listen, you know, whatever happens, it's not like this guy had a bad day. even if he is ambulance chasing. You ever had something spilled on you on a flight?
No, thank God.
I had my brother spill an entire a can of Sprite on me once. Right before we took off, I had to sit there. We're going to Colorado. I had to sit there for 3.5 hours, soaked in Sprite.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks. Not as much as burning your wiener, but it does pretty bad. Anyway, that's all the time we have here today as we end on that positive note heading into the weekend. I want to say rest in peace, by the way, to Cedric Thomas and to his family if they happen to be listening. And also want everybody to stick around as coming up next, we got Mego. We got Scott McLaughlin. We got Terp. And we got him for the whole night, 6 until 10. Keep it right here on WEEI. I'll talk to you again on Sunday at 10 a.m. For NFL Sunday right here on WEEI alongside Mego, alongside Shime, and the rest of the gang. We'll be back here on WEEI Afternoons Monday at 2. So enjoy your weekend, everybody. Goodbye.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.